faith and actions. Obviously, it's very good to have faith. I've got quite a lot of faith in my old ladder here. I've had it for a number of years. As you can see, it's well used. Lovely, firm, secure. Lovely. So, I know that's going to support me beautifully if I climb up it, whether I'm doing a bit of decorating or what I'm doing. That is going to give me lovely support, isn't it? Is it? Yes. But how can I know that? Standing here isn't going to prove much, is it? What I've got to do is to go up and up and up and find out exactly how secure it is. Yes, well. Appearances can be deceptive, can't they? I think to some extent I've proved I had got a degree of faith in it by what I did, but I was ready to jump off if I needed to. And that is the subject that we're talking about today. And just like my favourite little ladder there, our faith can sometimes be a bit wobbly, can't it? I imagine so anyway. No one seems to agree with me, perhaps it's just me, but... Sorry? Someone's a bit wobbly. Okay, so faith and actions go very much together. A couple of years ago, Nova and I went on holiday to Northern Ireland on the Antrim coast. And I don't know if you can see it very well, but up on there, there is a bridge. That line across the middle there is a bridge, a rope bridge. Looks lovely, doesn't it? Who'd want to walk across that, I wonder? Well, we did pluck up the courage to give it a try, so I sent Nova across to test it. She got all right across all right, so eventually I plucked up the courage and I walked across it well. But if that had been a cloudy day or a very misty day, I wouldn't have been able to see the other side of that bridge. It would have just been walking out in the middle of nowhere. It took a degree of faith to actually step out, even though we were told it's perfectly safe. And that's what this passage is talking about today. My friends, what good is it for you to say that you have faith if your actions don't prove it? And that's the point, isn't it? We can often say we've got faith in something, but we're not quite going far enough to actually act on what we're saying. And it reminds us that if there's someone who needs clothes or haven't got enough to eat, oh dear, it's a bit cold, isn't it? What good is there in saying, God bless you and keep warm and eat well? That's really going to get them fed, isn't it? That's really going to get them warmed up. Probably warmed up with anger, but it's not going to get them warm, it's not going to get them fed. So, if someone comes along and says, oh, I'm hungry, what should we be doing? Hopefully not that. Hopefully we're not just going to run away and leave them to it. What this message is saying, if someone is hungry, perhaps you ought to buy them a warm cup of coffee to warm them up. Maybe even a donut. Not that that's any good for them, but any food if you're hungry is good. And if you're a bit cold, well, perhaps you've got an old coat that you don't use anymore. Perhaps you could give it to them. That is putting faith in action. In other words, don't just talk about it. Do it. That's clearly the message of James today. Nice little sign there. Faith in God changes everything. Does it? Does it change everything? I'm going to suggest to you, being a bit radical, no, faith in God does not change everything, anything. Because on its own, it's not enough. This passage we read today, it said, faith without works is dead. Faith can change everything as long as we put that faith into practice. That again is the key. And that's why in this verse here, which may sound a little bit obscure, do you believe that there is only one God? Good. The demons also believe it and tremble with fear. What it's saying there is that the devil believes in God. He has got faith in God. But that faith isn't going to save him because it's the wrong sort of faith. It's not a faith that will be acted upon in the way God wants it. For some people, faith is probably just an insurance policy. They think, oh, if I have faith, I'm going to get to heaven. For some people, faith is a way of life. And I hope that for everyone in this room today, that is what the reality is, that faith is not just an insurance policy, because some of these insurance policies have got some small print that we don't always read. Faith is a way of life. And faith requires obedience to God, doesn't it? That's what we're told to do, to have faith in Him and obey Him. And obeying Him requires action. So any mathematicians among you will know that put those two together, and faith does require action. So the big question is, what action does faith require of us? Now, probably for everyone here, the action we need to put our faith into practice is different. There are lots of different things, and I can only just mention a couple of them. But the obvious first of all is, part of that action we need to take to prove we have faith is to live as God asks us to live. The Bible tells us that part of the action we must all take if we have faith is not to keep it to ourselves, not tuck it away in the cupboard. It's to go out to the people, to tell everyone we meet that faith that we have is real, that faith is achieving something, that faith is important, and others must know about it. Another action, perhaps we all think that we love people, and probably in most cases we do, but sometimes you come across someone who's totally unlovable. I expect you've met one or two of them, haven't you? Really miserable old gits and things like that. You know, it's hard to love them, isn't it? But what God is saying here is that He wants us to love our neighbours as ourselves. We need to love everyone, whatever their situation, whatever their circumstances. They are all equal in God's sight. The richest, the poorest, they're all equal in God's sight. And another thing that keeps on coming up in the Bible is that we are required to forgive everyone. Not just those that are our friends and they've sort of just upset us briefly. We are told we have got to forgive our enemies. We have got to forgive everyone, whatever they do. Now that's not easy. It's very, very hard at times. But that is precisely one of the actions that faith leads to. If we believe in God and we obey His will, then we will forgive others, whatever they've done. Hard, but true. The other thing is, to put faith into action, we need to serve God. Now, a couple of months ago, our warden sent a little letter round through, or a little note round to everyone, asking people to volunteer with what they can do for the church. I don't know what the latest result is, but I'm sure they would welcome more offers of help, of action, as we run this church together. More people are involved, the better. Some of you may have seen someone wearing a t-shirt, something like this. I'm saved by grace through faith. I don't see anyone here wearing one, but if you did, would you really be able to say that? Would you be able to put into action what you were saying? And I suggest that could only be done if the actions prove it. It's a bit like someone driving along the road, then a motorway, following someone with a fish on their back window. Yeah, we know what that means. That person is a Christian. Now, if that person is pelting along the motorway at 95 miles an hour, it puts into question whether they are really obeying the laws, because the laws of the land are just as much part of God's plan as his own laws that he set out. Now, the question you might be asking is, how do I know there's a fish on there if they're going 95 down the motorway, unless I'm also going 95 miles to find out? But that is not the point. I don't think my car would even do that if I wanted it to. So if we are doing anything at all which indicates we have faith, our actions really do need to prove it. So faith is not hoping that God can do something, it's knowing that he will. That faith takes it a little bit further, that if we act upon it, he will do what we have been asked to do by him. He enables it. So, our little bridge there that we started with, we needed to step out in faith if we wanted to cross it. As we got closer, it probably looked a little bit more scary. But this is what faith is like. No one said it's going to be easy to have faith. Sometimes we have to do something that is very scary for us. We might have to speak to someone that we'd rather not speak to. We might be asked to come up here and do a sermon. Very scary. But the message, James, the passage we read from James today is very, very simple. It's don't just think about faith, that just isn't enough. Live it. That's his message to each one of us today, that we have faith, and faith is essential to get us into heaven. There's no doubt about that whatsoever. We can't earn our way. Actions alone are not enough. It's got to be that combination of faith and actions. So can we just close with a prayer? Father, thank you for that very clear message from James today. We pray that each one of us in some way can take it on board, that we will live out the faith that we profess in whatever way God wants us to do it. It may require big actions and big steps of faith. It may require just small ones. But Lord, help us to see the opportunities to serve you, the opportunities to witness for you and to do your will. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Keith. Well, children.